Imagine racing on a wind-powered sled over a lake, a frozen lake, at speeds faster than 40 miles an hour. The body of water is the vast Lake Champlain. It divides upstate New York and Vermont, and it has emerged as one of the best ice-sailing venues in the country. Sarah Harris of North Country Public Radio takes us out on the ice.
The minute I learned that ice sailing was an actual sport, I wanted to give it a try. I watched YouTube videos of wooden boats with big white sails zooming across the ice on steel runners. It seemed like such a rush. So I was delighted when Andy Sager, from Plattsburgh, New York, offered to let me hitch a ride over the ice.
I noticed on our way up here that there was a new plate that formed last night. It's going to be gorgeous if we don't get any snow on it and it stays cold like this.
We meet at Chazy Landing on the New York side of Lake Champlain, 12 miles from the Canadian border. It's bright and windy. The ice stretches for miles, dotted by camps of shanties set up by fishermen. I'm bundled up in four layers of winter clothing. Andy hands me a crash helmet and ski goggles. Now that I'm out on the ice and not watching YouTube videos, I get a little nervous.
Today, with enough wind, we'll probably get up on one runner occasionally, and you'll get to feel a little bit of the harem scarum.
How fast do you think we'll go?
I don't know. I brought a GPS, so we'll know. It all depends. The ice is really rough, so I don't want to take any chances.
Should I be nervous?
I'm nervous.
Good. That's a good endorsement.
We climb into Andy's 12-foot-long DN. It turns out he has a ridiculously good sense of balance. While I sit in the boat, he perches above the runner. Then, Andy takes the biggest risk of the day.
So this time, you're going to steer a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
All right, so I want you to lay down. So when we're steering the boat, if we want to go to the right, that means the tiller, uh-huh, which you're holding, goes to the left.
Okay.
And starting to get some wind. We're going to turn a little bit to the right. Good, right there. Straighten it up. Waiting to get into a puff of breeze here. You can feel the boat start to accelerate. Here it goes. Here comes Star Wars. We're going to just start to accelerate right the heck out. Here we go. Probably doing about 45 right now is my guess. Okay, we don't want to hit that ice shanty right out there. Whoa, good. Straighten it up.
We make it back to the landing without hitting anything or tipping over. My fingers are so cold I can't feel them, and I'm still shaking a little from the speed and the rattle of the ice against the runners.
How fast did we end up going?
Our top speed was only 41 miles an hour, I hate to say. Oh, I'm sorry. That's knots. So probably hit 48 miles an hour.
That's really fast.
We were only out there for an hour, and we did a little over 10 miles.
As we pack up, I get why ice sailors, people like Andy Sager, are so devoted to this sport. It's exhilarating, zooming across a plain of frozen water like that. All that's overhead is the sky. All that's driving you is wind and sail. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Harris in Burlington, Vermont.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.